The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. She's impressive, this woman, Theresa May. Brexit. She's triggered Article 50 with certain conditions too. Adam.
It's taken us 9 months, but yeah, we've got there. This is the day that 52% of British voters wanted, and the Prime Minister has duly triggered it. So the letter went to the President of the European Council. As Donald Tusk put it, there's no reason to pretend this is a happy day, though probably 52% of British voters didn't think it was a happy day. But in his official response, actually, interestingly, I mean, the President of the European Council added, "We already miss you." And there certainly is that point that the EU without Britain is the poorer, but of course it's a moot point as to whether Britain is poorer without the EU. But ahead, I have to say, Alan, lies 730 days of extremely detailed negotiation, which is hardly covered in the six-page letter Theresa May sent, but there's an awful lot to get through.
Yep. 46 years membership, all over, 46 years membership. A week after the Westminster attack.
Yeah, we had an extraordinary thing today on Westminster Bridge, a commemoration held for his four victims. People held hands across the bridge and flowers were laid. There were 500 police officers both there and at the police memorial as well. And there were Muslim faith leaders and children all at the forefront with a banner, "Love for all, hatred for none." And, I mean, it's all about gestures, but they are meaningful gestures, I suppose. And inside Parliament, MPs were told there will be two reviews of the incident from last Wednesday, examining security and the response to what happened. So, in short, although there are extraordinary things that Scotland Yard and others have been doing to counter terrorism, there are certainly lessons still to be learned.
Yes, mind you, you can't cover every contingency, can you? That's the difficulty here. And as ISIS are being beaten in Syria and in Egypt, then in Iraq and these places, then there will be these sorts of attacks that we saw on Westminster Bridge. Many thanks, Adam. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.